Welcome to this tutorial on hiding objects from tabbing when in optimized tabbing mode. In the last tutorial, I showed how optimized tabbing mode can let you tab to and interact with all kinds of controls and objects which don't normally receive keyboard focus. This will prove to be an invaluable feature, but at times it may cause irritation if you have to tab through many irrelevant controls which would not normally be tabbable. The solution is to hide the objects you don't want when you're in optimized tabbing mode. This tutorial explains how you can do that. As in the earlier tutorial, I'm running the demo app for AT Prime, and if you haven't already done so, you should listen to that tutorial first, since it explains the purpose of optimized tabbing mode. The demo app is currently displayed, and optimized tabbing is currently on. The first three objects I can tab to are the three buttons on the title bar, the minimize, restore, and close buttons. I don't really need to be able to tab to these, since there are standard keyboard options to maximize, minimize, and close a window. So I'll start by hiding them.
Minimize button moves the window out of the way.
I have tabbed to the minimize button and I want to hide it. And since I have optimized tabbing mode turned on, there's a new item in the AT Prime menu right at the bottom, which I want. I open the menu by pressing Control semicolon and arrow up.
Context menu. Hide the current object from keyboard focus eye.
And there it is. I'll press Enter on that.
The OK button. Restore button unavailable puts a minimized or maximized window back to normal.
Now, I can't tab to the minimize button. I'll do the same with the restore button and then the close button.
Context menu. Hide the current object. The OK button. Close button closes the window. Context menu. Hide the current object from keyboard focus. The OK button. Button.
And they can't be tabbed to anymore. I'm going to tab through the other objects and see if there are any others I want to hide. I want to keep the four unnamed buttons for the moment, but I don't need the text message or any of the other text items or labels in the window. So I'll hide them.
Button, 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 enter your name, text.
I'll hide this since it's the text label for the edit field.
Context menu, hide the current object from keyboard focus, button. Enter your name, edit. Combo box mail collapsed. This is a simple window which can be used to demonstrate some of AT Prime. Context, hide the current object, demo app for AT Prime. I feel good, checkbox not checked.
I've arrived at the first of the two checkboxes in the demo app window, and although I really don't want to hide this checkbox, I'm going to hide it anyway to explain an important point about hiding objects.
Context, hide the combo box mail collapsed.
That's it hidden. Bear in mind that the checkbox I have just hidden is an ordinary accessible control that you would be able to tab to, with or without a screen reader. This shows that AT Prime can even let you hide standard controls like this. In optimized tabbing mode, you can tab to a greater number of controls than you could before. But what happens when you hide an object like this checkbox and you want to reinstate it? There's an undo command which lets you do this, and it's in the Tabbing Schemes submenu of the AT Prime menu. So here is the AT Prime menu.
Context menu, text inspector, object inspect, window inspect, favorites, add the object, turn off opt, tabbing scheme submenu B.
This is the tabbing scheme submenu, and I'll select undo last hide, which is the first option here.
Undo last hide L. Demo app for AT Prime dialog, this is a simple win.
When I tab around, we hear that the I feel good checkbox has been reinstated.
I feel good checkbox not checked.
Continuing to tab forward, I can hide the text label for the pick code combo box.
All application developers should make their controls accessible. Check pick code, text alt P. Context menu, hide the current object from all application.
Then there's the text label for the current total edit field, and that can go too.
Pick code, combo box collapsed alt, current total, text. Context, hide the current demo app for 80.
Okay, I can now tab through the window.
Current total, edit read only, 246 selected. Hello button. OK button. button, 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 button. Enter your name. Edit. Combo box mail collapse. I feel good. Checkbox not checked. All application developers should make their controls accessible. Checkbox not checked. Alter. Pick code. Combo box collapsed. Alt P. Current total. Edit read. Hello button. OK button. Button.
And I now have the ability to tab to those controls I just want to tab to. But let's say that you've hidden some objects like this, and instead of just wanting to undo the last hidden object, you want to undo all of the changes you've made and to start afresh again. You can do that by going to the Tabbing Scheme submenu and selecting the Undo All Edits to Current Tabbing Scheme menu item. So I open the AT Prime menu.
Context menu. Tabbing Scheme submenu B.
There's the Tabbing Scheme submenu.
Undo Last Hide. Undo All Edits to Current Tabbing Schema.
And there's the Undo All Edits command.
Demo app for AT Prime dialog. This close button closes the window. Restore button unavailable. Puts a minimized or maximized. Minimize button moves the window out of the way.
After pressing enter, I find that all of the objects I previously hid are now back again. When you hide objects in optimized tabbing mode, you'll no doubt want to save them for use later on. You definitely won't want to have to hide each object again and again when you come back to the same application window. The saving of tabbing schemes and applying them later whenever you want is the subject of the next tutorial.